Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 10 seasons, 100 episodes, Nat Geo Wild's number one series, the impressive story of the incredible Dr. Pohl. Dr. Jan Pohl has been caring for animals for 40 years. The series follows the doctor on his routine 14-hour workdays, treating both pets and livestock at Pohl Veterinary Services. Dr. Pohl was born in the Netherlands, immigrated to the United States in 1971, spent 10 years working for a local veterinarian in Michigan, moving in 1981 and opening Pohl Veterinary Services along with his wife Diane. They did that out of their garage. Over his career, he's treated more than 500,000 animals, specializing in large farm animals. Known for his passion, charm, and old-school, no-nonsense approach to animal care, Dr. Pohl has become a global sensation. The star of Nat Geo Wild's number one series, The Incredible Dr. Pohl. The season 10 finale and 100th episode premieres Saturday, March 25th, 9 Eastern Pacific, preceded by a special one-hour event, The Incredible Dr. Pohl, the 100th episode, Pohl Attacular at 8 Eastern Pacific. Dr. Jan Pohl joining us on This Week in America. Dr. Pohl, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's nice to be with you.
You know, I understand this goes back a few years. Your son Charles is working in L.A., I think Nickelodeon at the time, trying to come up with an idea for reality TV. And he's told, go find someone with a larger-than-life character. And he realizes, hey, I know one of those. What did you think when he came to you with the idea for the TV series?
Well, what do you think? You know, it's your son. And he comes here and he says, Dad, we should make a reality show about you. He said, yeah, right. Now, who wants to watch this old guy? He says, well, you'd be surprised. So he came with a couple friends and a cameraman, and they made 27 hours of filming in 1 week and took it around to the network, and Nat Geo Wild said, yes, let's try it. And like I said, the rest of history, how that became so popular is not something that anybody expected.
And I understand one of their concerns in the beginning was after watching you, they doubted that they would be able, the crew, a crew of about 25 people, would be able to keep up with you. Here they are chasing around the 75-year-old veterinarian, barely trying to keep up with you. You keep these guys moving, don't you?
Yes, I do. Don't forget, I was born and raised in the Netherlands, where at those times we didn't have a speed limit. So yes, they know me around here too, but that's neither here nor there. But no, when the work has to be done, there's only 24 hours in the day, so you try to go fast, get it done, do it right the first time, and this is what they've learned to do. In this business, you cannot have retakes. I've said so many times, when I pull a calf out of a cow, I'm not sticking it back in order to have them do a second take.
Well, that has to be one of the reasons the series is so doing so well nationally and internationally, is it's more like a documentary, isn't it, than a reality series. We have the feeling when we're watching, we're actually watching truly what's happening.
Exactly right. Now, we don't do anything for this show to an animal. What you see that's being done to an animal is what is normal, what is 100% reality. And I think this is what the people realize, where nothing is made up to make a show. It just happens. And yes, I love my work, and I think this is what comes through too, where I really like to help animals and help people by helping that animal.
And I know something you said, besides the show being enjoyable, you've actually inspired some young people to pursue careers as farm veterinarians, which is not as common, I understand, as once. So you've really been an inspiration for some young people trying to follow in your footsteps.
Yes. There are so many children now that say, hey, look at what he's doing. It is so much fun helping animals. And yes, it is fun. I like it. I don't know how many people and how many of these kids will end up being a veterinarian, but this moment, yes, there's a tremendous amount of young kids that say, hey, I want to do what he does. And, yeah, more power to them. We do need large animal veterinarians, and not many are there around anymore. And this is what is the complaint most of the time when we hear from people far away. Hey, we cannot find a veterinarian. Many farmers have learned how to take care of their own animals, but at a certain point in time, they still need a veterinarian to do something.
Got about a minute left in the program. It's interesting, as I'm watching, sort of underlying all of this is the animal first. That's really the number one priority for you, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Animal comes first. And even with the people around and everything, sometimes I've said, if you ever want to laugh and it do behind the scenes later on, watch it. Because, many of these people in the crew never been on the farm before. And, yes, at one time somebody got hurt. So, yes, I am very adamant that nobody gets into the pen with an animal until I get there. The animal comes first. And, try to keep the people away from the wild animals so nobody gets hurt is my main concern.
Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Jan Pohl, the star of Nat Geo Wild's number one series, The Incredible Dr. Pohl. The season 10 finale, 100th episode, premieres Saturday, March 25th, 9 o'clock Eastern Pacific. Preceded special one-hour event, The Incredible Dr. Pohl. That's at 8 Eastern Pacific. Dr. Pohl, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to the special.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America on the web at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.